Christ is the King. John chapter 18 verse 33 to 37. How was your Thanksgiving? Although it was a national holiday, I could not enjoy it and rest because I had to serve one little king in my house. Since it is a holiday, he could not go to his daycare. I had to serve him all day long based on his needs and wants. But I sincerely hope your Thanksgiving was not the same as mine. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. According to the church calendar, this week is the last week of the Christian year. Next Sunday, we will begin the season of Advent. Wow, already? Are you ready for Christmas? I know some of you already put up a tree and started decorating even before your turkey was done. But please wait. Before Advent begins, we need to celebrate the eternal reign of Christ Jesus, who is our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. While I was preparing this sermon, I struggled with how I could share this name, Christ the King, because we all are not familiar with the concept of the reign of a king. You know, I'm not talking about the little king in my house. Today, the text clearly shows us that kingship of Christ. In verse 37, Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" Jesus answered, "Yes, you say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Right. Jesus was born and came into the world for a specific reason. And he called all of us for this specific reason. That is to testify to the world about this one truth, that Christ is the King. Jesus proved his truth through his life, death, and resurrection. And it is our call to continuously testify to this truth. Christ is the King of the world through our life. In today's reading, we encounter Jesus in an unexpected place. He is in Pilate's headquarters for the trial, and he is in the midst of an interrogation. But oddly, Jesus is not the interrogator here. Rather, he is interrogated by Pilate. As Pilate interrogates Jesus, searching for an excuse to put Jesus to death, he asks three questions. Are you the King of the Jews? What have you done? So are you a king? To these questions, Jesus does not give him an easy answer, but responds with, "My kingdom is not from this world." This is an incomprehensible answer to Pilate. If Pilate truly knew who Jesus is, then he might understand what that means. The kingdom of Christ is not established according to the standards of this world. Jesus' life was full of contradictions about what was expected of the man who was to be Christ the King. Jesus was not understood and accepted as a king as the world understood kings. His life, teaching, and death were not like the way that the king of the world was anticipated. Jesus was born in the lowest place, which is in a stable, and he taught his disciples to act in ways opposite of how an earthly king would behave. First, Jesus taught his disciples to be humble. An earthly king would always be in first place, but in Mark 9:35, Jesus taught that whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Secondly, Jesus warned about being rich. Kings in the world generally have great wealth and power compared to those whom they ruled. But in Mark 10:32, Jesus taught how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, he rejected all worldly wealth, fame, and power. And thirdly, Jesus emphasized serving others. Typically, a king would be served and people would give their lives for his. But in Mark 10:45, Jesus taught that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. A king that would serve the least and give his life so that others may live was not kingly behavior according to the standards of this world. My kingdom is not from this world. As Jesus stated to Pilate, if his kingdom were of this world, his followers would not let him stand in front of the Pilate and be interrogated. Since his reign was not based on earthly power, he had no army and never declared war. Instead, his kingly reign was based on the authority from above, which is love. Yes, all his authority comes from God's love and God's grace. When we think of the word king, we think of nobility and monarchy. So today, many people are reluctant to call Jesus Christ king. Therefore, we need to understand the word king differently. As our king, Jesus Christ is not an oppressive ruler, but a king who serves and frees his people. Jesus Christ is a king who weeps with those who weep, suffers with those who suffer. As a king, he shed his blood, was ridiculed, tortured, and crucified in order to save his people. As a king, Jesus willingly embraced the marginalized, the orphans, the widow, the lepers, and every single invisible person on the outskirts of society. As king, he willingly gave his life because of his deep and profound love for his people. The reign of Christ does not mean that Christ rules over people with his power. His kingdom is not a world dominated by the logic of power or money, but a kingdom of truth. According to Dr. Frederick Schmidt, who was my spiritual direction professor in seminary, the kingdom of God is the reign of God. It is marked by the spread of God's grace and love. It is not the divine version of our politics. It is a promise into which we live, a promise that invades the darkness of our world. We need to know a very important theological concept to understand the kingdom of God. God's kingdom has two dimensions, the present and the future. In other words, already and not yet. In this world, we live in the kingdom of God, which is already present here, but not yet fully realized. While we are waiting for God's kingdom to be fully realized in the future, we need to live out God's reign in here and now. We need to discover God's plan and call in our lives and live them out in the present. We do this to further the kingdom of God. In verse 38, which is followed by today's reading, Pilate asked Jesus that, what is truth? What is the truth that Jesus calls us to testify to in this world? Our Christian journey should be the journey of testifying to what is the truth in the world. What is truth? We testify to the truth and proclaim that ultimate truth belongs to God when we profess Jesus is Christ, our King. We live in a world that reflects the already present kingdom of God, but is not yet fully realized. Until all the world truly confesses Jesus Christ is the King, and until his reign is fully implemented, we must work for God's peace, justice, and love by defeating the darkness, lifting up our voices for justice, wiping away our neighbors' tears, and showing deep love and care to our neighbors. Especially during this coming season of Advent. As we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ, I hope each one of us actually lives out what it means that Christ is the King through our daily lives. Last Tuesday, I helped pack and deliver Thanksgiving baskets to our needy neighbors in St. Creek Falls. We made 13 baskets in the name of the church, and these baskets fed around 90 people in St. Creek Falls community. This made me happy, but sad at the same time, because I know that they still seriously lack many things. Some of them do not even have any heat in their house during this cold winter. This reminds me of how blessed am I and what can I do further for them. In addition to this, as I shared last Sunday in our community, still there are many barriers and discrimination against our neighbors just because of their homelessness and different color face. This made me think about what we can do as the church, the body of Christ. This can be an opportunity for us to further the kingdom of God by testifying to the truth in the world. Christ is the King and His reign in here. Today, in many places in the world, our neighbors are moaning, groaning, crying, and suffering in the darkness because of acts of terror, war, disasters, inequality, and injustice. These are not places where we can feel safe and comfortable, but these are the places God calls us to work to further God's kingdom. Christ calls us to testify to His truth all over the world. Let us go wherever He leads us to go and do whatever He calls us to do. Now is the time to show and live out God's truth by loving our neighbors who are in need. Jesus Christ, who is the King of all and Lord of all, will be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. Praise God. Amen.